Today is a special Sunday in that, in place of the Word, we'll have time hearing an update about our missions that we support. Talking to Makiko a few minutes ago, she says that there's no real big news regarding Guatemala, so it's okay. For those of you who are familiar, just a quick reminder that we are supporting an orphanage in Guatemala, in the village where Fernando is from. It's actually built on a part of the land which was owned by Fernando's father, and he donated it to be used as a land that an orphanage could be built. It's called Casa de Niños, is that right? The House of the Children. So 30% of what we're going to offer today will go towards that, and then the other 70% will go towards Cambodia. There we go. And Lloyd, who has made our bulletin for this week, diligently went to the website and found a lot of very good information, and it's in there on the front page as well as on the inside, on I guess third page on the right side. And so you'll find some very good information to give yourself an update of where our money and our funds are going. And as I was reading what Lloyd wrote, I was reminded of Jesus' parable in Matthew chapter 25, where he talks about the talents given to three servants, and two of whom were able to multiply what the master had given them. And he was able to say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." And I'm filled with hope, I'm filled with joy, that I feel that we as a church, when we go up and stand before our Lord Jesus, he's going to look at us and he'll point to Cambodia, he'll point to Casa de Niños, and he'll say, "Look what you did. You multiplied that which I've given to you. Well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful with a little, and now come and join your master's joy." So I rejoice in that. And the information that you have in your bulletin, I don't need to repeat. So I'm going to just give you some other information that Daryl has given to us via his, I guess, web homepage. It's there on the inside left cover. It's a slither, and it gives the HTTP address. It's SGWM/record, and that's where I got the latest information from the December update. So with that, let me start off with just a bit of history that Daryl and Kyle gave us. He wrote that this year is the 90th anniversary of evangelical missions in Cambodia. In 1923, a missionary went to Cambodia and began to share Jesus, and there was a man named Ta Has, and I think now he's referred to as Grandfather. I think that's what it means, Grandfather Has. So he was, I guess, amongst the first converts to Christianity. And then as the seed of the gospel grew in Cambodia, it says that by 1965, there were about 2,000 evangelical Christians, despite opposition, severe opposition. And then 10 years later, talk about multiplication, in 1975, there were 10,000 believers. And then, just like in the book of Acts, after a big growth came big persecution. The Khmer Rouge reign began in 1975, and so for 4 years, from 1975 to 1979, there were a lot of Christians who were killed by the regime of the Khmer Rouge. Many of the Christians were, along with other Cambodians, were forced to flee to refugee camps in Thailand. Many of the current Christian leaders accepted Christ during the 1980s, so after that. and then one of the founders of the Trinity Institute of Cambodia, Reverend Hang Cheng, informed Daryl that the founding director of the Tahas Bible Institute, Tahas named after Tahas, the first Christian there, who have been faithfully walking with the Lord for more than 30 years now. So, okay. In 1990, there were 10 evangelical churches, and now there are 2,000 evangelical churches, but 12,000 more churches are needed. And according to Operation World, there are now approximately 240,000 evangelical Christians in Cambodia. So that's about 1.6% of the population. So just some background on the history of missions in Cambodia. So many nations that received foreign missionaries in the past are now sending missionaries. There are more than 400 Korean missionaries in Cambodia, including 30 with doctoral degrees. There are more than 200 missionaries from the Philippines serving in Cambodia. Even though 1% of Japan is Christian, there are churches launching more and more foreign missionaries to Cambodia. There are also missionaries from Africa and Latin America. And so Cambodia is on the heart of the Lord, and so he's putting that on the heart of his people to go to Cambodia. Even though the number and percentage of Christians in Cambodia is only 1.6%, the body of Christ is growing in strength and maturity. It is time to prepare the Cambodian Christian leaders to take over the main responsibility of evangelizing their own country. So what Daryl is coming to understand is that though there are many foreign missionaries in Cambodia, the push or the emphasis is changing now so that the church in Cambodia will be equipped to do the evangelism themselves instead of relying on the foreign missionaries. So he gives us one big example. It says in your bulletin that he had an apologetics seminar in December. It says he will, that's the future tense, but in actuality, it just passed. So for 2 weeks from December 11th through the, I think, 21st, a week and a half, Daryl had a seminar where he spent 40 hours lecturing on how to defend your faith, how to explain Christianity and the Bible to non-Christians. And I think it was attended by, I think, nine Cambodians total. Eight Cambodian and Vietnamese pastors and church leaders. Yes. So that's the picture from that seminar. So those topics were God's existence, evidence for creation, and the weakness of the theory of evolution, the Bible's inspiration, historical, archaeological, scientific, and prophetic confirmation, that the Bible alone is God's word. Jesus is Lord, historical, archaeological, prophetic evidence that confirms that the New Testament's writings about the life, death, and birth, life, and death, and resurrection are true. God's character, Christian unity, discernment, being able to defend God's word against false teaching, cults, and how to evangelize people from other religions. So that is how Daryl has been training Cambodian leaders so that they are now equipped to train and teach their own people. This was the first time that these students had ever encountered evidence for the truth of Christianity. It encouraged them to share their faith outside of their churches with confidence. Daryl also encouraged these pastors to train others to be tent maker missionaries to their own families, workplaces, and communities. Okay, this is a very interesting part of the update. He had one student named Sopheap, I don't know how to pronounce it. So he attended the evidence and evangelism seminar. And he went out by himself and just started teaching what he learned in Daryl's class to 9 non-Christian Cambodian university students. And he started taking classes at the Cambodia Bible Institute. And so one day, Sopheap and Daryl were having lunch, and he confessed to Daryl, he said, "You know what, it's very discouraging when foreigners, Christian missionaries, come and they think that Cambodians can't do anything by themselves." And he wishes that the missionaries would entrust them to do the work of the ministry. And Daryl had an amen in his heart. He said, "Yes, I hope and I pray that Cambodians themselves will feel that they now can do it, because they are more able to teach about Jesus than the foreigners, because they're Cambodian." So, okay, so this was a very encouraging sign. All right, and then along on the personal note, Daryl included something about Kayo. Kayo, his wife, she has been involved with flute, playing the flute in music ministry. And there are many Japanese in Cambodia. They are there not as missionaries, but as government workers who are helping to develop Cambodia. There's an maybe you're familiar with JICA, Japan. Okay, it's a volunteer organization. And so Japanese professionals will go to Cambodia, help with the electrical grid or, you know, internet, or excuse me, IT technology, whatever. And so there are many Japanese there, and Kayo has gotten to know many who are Japanese there, non-Christian. And so she's making a community and trying to share the love of Jesus and the word of God to them. So please remember that in your prayers. He says, "Happy New Year," maybe Chinese New Year, "and may God's love and grace and presence become greater in your life in 2013. We thank God for making you just the way you are. In Christ's love, Daryl, Kayo, and Benjamin." All right, so that's the update for Cambodia. I want to remind you, unless you mark your offering otherwise, all of it will go towards either Cambodia or Guatemala. So keep that in mind as you prepare your offering. And with that, we'll spend a few moments in prayer. And then we'll have Jim pray for the offering. We'll take the offering, and then we'll go into our time of communion together. So let's spend some time in prayer for the nations. Adam, could I have you come on up and play us something while we're having our offering? Get us ready for that. Okay, let's spend some time in prayer. Lord, our motivation to go and to send and to witness and testify in other nations, other countries, is because you yourself sent your Son as the very first missionary. Lord Jesus, you came, Lord, from your home to us and made your home amongst us that we might know you and find you and be saved by you. And so, Lord, it is love that compels us. It is your generosity to us that we can be generous. It is because you were rich, though you were rich, you became poor that we might have the riches in Christ. Lord, we are now able to, Lord, give up whatever it is that makes us rich to give to Guatemala and to Cambodia. So now, Lord, we want to lift up, first of all, Guatemala, the Casa de Niños, those children, on our hearts, on our minds. Oh, Lord Jesus, that you would lay your hand on them, that they would grow, Lord, in the grace and the knowledge of Lord Jesus, that the workers who staff that orphanage would grow and would be strengthened in their faith, would be encouraged, would have the flame of faith be fanned into a fire. And so that, Lord, their passion for you is communicated to the children who are growing up, whether they're very small or in their teens, whatever it would be. Oh, Lord Jesus, you came that no one would be fatherless. You came that we would not be left as orphans. You came, Lord God, to make us your own, that we would be called the children of God. And so, Lord, we pray for the Casa de Niños, Lord, that you would continually protect them from danger. Provide for their needs. Keep them out of the hands of corruption or evil that wants to come in and steal and kill and destroy. But, Lord, by your very hand, be a hedge of protection upon them so that, Lord, they would grow in peace, Lord, in prosperity, Lord. This is our prayer, not only for them, but for the government of Guatemala, Lord, that you would move in the hands of the government, not for the government's sake, but for those children's sake, Lord God. And we will praise you and thank you in the years and in the ages to come for the fruit that will come out of that. We rejoice, Lord, in the hope of that, Lord. And then, Lord, we also lift up our neighbor Cambodia to you. Father, for the thousands of missionaries there, not only from here, but from the Philippines, those 200 missionaries, the 400 from Korea, those from Latin America and from Africa, your workers, your harvesters, your preachers, your teachers, your evangelists who are working on the ground of Cambodia. Lord, that more would be saved, that more would come to know Christ because you love Cambodia. And so, Lord, our prayers go to Cambodia and ask that you would have mercy on that country, that you would bring a dark country out into the light, that the hungry would be fed, the naked would be clothed, the thirsty would be satisfied, Lord, not just physically and materially, but spiritually, Lord God. Have mercy on Cambodia. And then, Lord, for our dear brother and sister, Kayo and Daryl and Benjamin, Lord, that you would continually encourage them. Lord, we know that through Facebook, Daryl has received food poisoning again. And Lord, that you will lay your hand upon him, get in that stomach and wash it out, cleanse him, Lord God. Help him to be strong, Lord God, so that he physically, Lord, is able to keep going, to study, to speak, to preach, to teach, to equip, to work, Lord God. And let him not be discouraged in his heart, but let him find a refuge in the Lord his God. And then, Lord God, that not only for him, but for his family, that you're protecting them. Lord, there's snakes, there's thieves, literally. And then there's the noise and the interference of parties. And then there's the deception of the enemy working in the communities. Lord, that you would advance the gospel, that the gates of hell will not stand against the good news of Jesus Christ being preached by the Record family. Father, for Kayo, who is trying to minister and share the word of God to non-Christian Japanese in Cambodia, Lord, you sent some Japanese there so that they can know Christ. We believe it, and we ask, Lord God, that your word, your will would be done, the kingdom of heaven on earth, Lord, in Cambodia, in the hearts of the non-Christian Japanese. We pray for Kayo's words, that they will be like a sword, Lord, double-edged, Lord, dividing soul and spirit, that you would speak through her, Lord, not only her, but through her flute, that the music would melt hearts, and Lord, the beauty of the music would lead to people turning their hearts toward the beauty of Jesus, our Lord. I pray for that, Lord God. We pray for that, Lord Jesus. Hear our prayers, Lord God. And now, Lord, as we give out of our resources, oh Lord, that you would use this, Lord, to accomplish your will and your purpose, Lord. Use it for your kingdom, your glory, your name. This is our sincere prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.